there's always a difference in personality or character of cats and dogs. But I'm going to talk about Lucas and Miko. Lucas is one that is a dog, a nice looking dog, but very stubborn. You ever have your pet not to listen to what you want to say and want to do their own things? Well, that's what happened. Okay, then we have the other one, you know, which is Miko. Okay, Miko is a little different, and I'll tell you why. When we take a walk out, where we're staying, there's a big field out there, and there's also a river. And we take the dogs for a walk every day. But now, Miko is always very helpful. One thing about him is that when you call him, he might be wander off. And you call him, he comes running right away to you. And not only that, my daughter also taught them how to do some tricks. You know, he'll say, Miko, turn over, or sit down, or lay, whatever she has taught him, he obeys. While the other one, Lucas, is very stubborn, don't want to do the things. And many times he wants to go on his own. And we call him, and he don't want to come. And so then after that, we had to put a leash on him, like a rope, sort of, so that we can control him. Well, anyway, I want to also mention in a story about two brothers also. Now, these two dogs were also male. But now, I have some friends there in Maryland before we went to Florida, and we stayed with them. They're very good friends of ours, and they have two boys. One is about 5 years of age. The other is about 12 years of age. There's quite a difference, but here's the thing about it. Is the one that is the oldest, he is what you call a midget. You know what a midget is? Someone that grows up to a certain height, but that's as far as go. While the other brother is just normal, but they're both about the same size. The only thing is the older brother is 12 years old, while the younger one is 5 years old, see? But here's the difference though. Just like a dog, sometimes they have different personalities. Now, the one that is Miko, all right, I told you about him and about Lucas, all right. So anyway, there's a lesson that we can learn about these two dogs, that they're so different personality. But now getting back to Alex and John. These are the two boys. The one was 5 years of age, and the other 12 years of age. And the one that is of 12 years of age, John, he's very cooperative. He's very intelligent, and he obeys. While the younger one is 5 years of old, no matter how we try to get him, because I was observing, even when we get at the table to have our lunch or dinner, the boys, they want to, what they want to eat, they'll eat. What they don't want, they don't like. And not only that, sometimes when they're going down and mother calls them, and he said, no, I can't go now, I'm doing something else. He always has an excuse for wanting to do the right thing. Well, here's the lesson that we want to learn. You know, Jesus loves little children. Maybe you heard that song, Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world. You heard that. Well, I'm not much of a singer, but anyway, I know you remember that. Because even when my children were small, at your age, I used to hear them sing that song. But anyway, the point is Jesus loves you, and he wants you to be obedient. Now, the lesson we want to bring to you is that there are always someone that is very mischievous. But you know, if we turn to Jesus and ask him to help us to be obedient and to love him, he loved us, and so he loved us first, then we need to love him also. And by loving him, we should be obedient, not only to him, but to our parents, and to love them and enjoy life. You'll find that as you keep growing, you're going to enjoy life more and more. But you have to have Jesus to help you out. Let us stand for prayer.